ER101. In conjunction with the American College of Emergency Physicians, get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome back to ER 101. We're talking about the state of emergency medicine in this country, which affects all of us. The American College of Emergency Physicians has done a report card, and there are several categories. And the last category we're going to talk about is medical liability reform. And we're lucky enough to have Dr. Douglas Brosnan, who is an MD, JD. He's the Director of Provider Relations for CEP America. And let's get right into this, because I think most patients would think medical liability reform, malpractice, why could that hurt me? You know, that's there technically to protect me as a patient. But first of all, talk a little bit about why they even put it in as one of the categories for the state of emergency medicine.
Sure. Well, thank you for having me here today. Medical liability reform is essential for patient protection, and although I know that may sound counter on first blush, in order to have a robust emergency care system, certain protections must exist in order to have the resources for prompt emergency care. Medical liability reform and a good liability environment is essential to attract physicians practice, in particular in a particular region, particularly in the area of emergency medicine, which is very high risk and requires critical decision making with very limited information in times of high stress. So in order to get these services available, we need to have liability reforms that promote a positive environment for physicians to practice.
Right. And when doctors talk about this, I mean, it isn't just them bellyaching about their cost of malpractice insurance. I mean, there are states where you couldn't have a neurosurgeon come in to operate on your brain after a severe car accident because they couldn't even get malpractice insurance if they saw ER patients. So, you know, that's a real issue when you can't, even adequately get on-call specialists to come in and cover emergencies, correct?
And you know, that is a key aspect of liability reform, is ensuring a robust call panel. Everything from neurosurgical services to obstetrical services are notoriously difficult to get covered through emergency departments for a number of reasons, particularly the liability environment. Most doctors who are on call seeing patients through the emergency department don't have a pre-existing relationship with the patients presenting to the ER. And that one factor alone really increases your risk, not to mention the fact that patients presenting to an emergency department in the first place are, by their very nature, high risk, because they are at high risk for having poor outcomes because they are coming in the throes of an emergency.
Right. So what, first of all, what was the overall grade for the whole country was what for liability environment? I guess that's the way it's put, medical liability environment, which was 20% of the grade.
Yes. So it remained unchanged at a C minus from 2009 to the 2014 report card update. And although the grade has remained unchanged, this doesn't reflect the turmoil that's been existing in the medical liability arena over the past 5 years. Some states have seen reforms declared unconstitutional, like in Georgia, Illinois, and Missouri, while others have improved their liability environments. Particularly noteworthy are North Carolina and Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. So how did they change that? Because I'm sure, you know, that people are going to be saying, you know, it is a difficult issue, and we're not talking about gross negligence. I mean, we're talking about frivolous lawsuits that there needs to be some protection for, correct?
Well, Exactly. I mean, we all want physicians to behave responsibly, and we want injured parties to be able to recover appropriately. And I think appropriate liability reforms can accomplish both of those ends. For example, some states have enacted apology laws which allow physicians to apologize to patients for outcomes and not have those apologies admitted against them in a court of law as an admission of guilt. These are just common sense reforms that allow patients both to have an explanation of what's happened as well as to open up dialogue between patients and physicians. There's
right.
also other there's other reforms also, including pretrial screening panels, which require that before cases can move forward, they receive some form of certification from either an expert or somebody else who can certify that this case has merit to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I mean, we have this, the problem in our society as a general, if you say compared to, you know, Europe or other countries, even Canada maybe, is we have this idea that, you know, outcomes are always great or fabulous or nothing bad should happen. And if something bad happens, it's always got to be the fault of somebody. And that's not always true. Sometimes there are bad outcomes because of a patient's, you know, circumstance or even genetics or even certain things. And there isn't, you know, somebody clearly responsible, but we are always looking to lay blame on somebody. And that's, I think, part of the societal problem that we have for this.
Well, I think that might factor into this as well. And I think, you know, when we talk about medical liability, one of the key factors to always keep on the front of our minds is that a poor medical liability environment really drives up healthcare costs and reduces the resources available for patients to receive care. And so in an era where we're facing, you know, diminishing healthcare dollars at the same time that demands on our resources are increasing, I think as a society we need to decide, do we want to spend our money on courts and lawyers, or do we want to spend our money on making patients whole and providing the best care possible for patients?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good question, but it's a tough one. And what do you say, being a lawyer and a physician, to the idea that the reason the laws we have such problems with even getting reform is because, you know, most legislators were lawyers in previous life?
Well, and you know that does color the nature of, particularly in some states. However, even in California, you could say that as well, where the legislature has been traditionally dominated by attorneys. However, here California was began the mother of liability reforms with MICRA, the Medical Injury Compensation Reform Act. So I think, you know, sometimes, of course, that occurred out of crisis in California when physicians were unable to practice because they couldn't get liability insurance. Sometimes out of crisis you get reform, and I would hate to have the country continue on its path towards liability crisis. But sometimes, you know, at least in California, that was the way reform was finally obtained.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I do know also that if our government is really serious about preserving this critical public service in our emergency department, as well as being serious about containing healthcare costs, there is H.R. 36. And its sister bill, Senate Bill 961, the Health Care
right.
Safety and Enhancement Act.
It protects people. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lieven Ocher on Radio MD. Stay well and tune in to your health.